So why are the Braggs associated with the University of New South Wales? Here's Dean of Science there, Emma Johnston.
Good question. Well, first of all, the major connection is through our wonderful publication team, the UNSW Press, and they are actually the only press in all of Australia that publish an anthology of science writing. And of course, UNSW Science are the major sponsors. So we have been associated with this prize since it began about 12 years ago. And the UNSW Press Bragg for Science Writing, the winner is published in our anthology, but so are the runners-up and the best of the rest of the entries. And this year we had 374 different entries from scientists, journalists, writers and poets.
As an observer, what do you think about the standard of science writing in Australia these days?
I think what we get to read is absolutely stunning. I love science writing because, you know, I'm a scientist myself, so I'm trained to write technical reports and they are designed for a very specific audience. You know, I'm trying to make sure that someone can rigorously identify what I did, how I did it, test it and even redo it themselves. They are not designed for communicating what I've done to anybody else, to a general public. And what science writers do is they take what we've found and they translate it and they put it into context, cultural and political context, and make it come alive. And I think I've seen brilliant writing in Australia, and the Best Australian Science Writing Anthology, which is published as part of the UNSW Press Bragg Prize, is just a delight to jump into. I get an update on what's been happening in Australian science and I also enjoy every little bit. What I worry about is that there are fewer and fewer science writers and that they are not supported to the extent they should be. In such a critical period when understanding of science, science literacy is so important for us in terms of being able to deal with all of the challenges, you know, the COVID-19 uncertainties, the climate change, cybersecurity, all of our technological advances. We need the best science writing and we need those science writers to be supported in indulging with their passion.
It's a matter of commitment. And may I finally refer to your own speech, oh, a couple of years ago at least, when you talked about a commitment of the scientist. There you were, underwater, looking for specimens, and something unfortunate happened and you had a stark choice to make. Could you tell that story, please?
Sure. I think it illustrates how scientists can sometimes be looking very intently at something and maybe missing the big picture. I was diving in southern Australia off Point Wilson and it was a beautiful dive, except that there was a lot of surge going backwards and forwards. So I was trying to do a transect, which is a straight line, 1 metre either side, and record absolutely everything within that transect, all of the different seaweed species, all of the different sea stars and urchins and mollusks. And I was also doing the fish as well. So it was very, very busy. And I was being pushed one way and pushed the other way and trying to hold myself in the middle. So it was a tough dive. It felt a little eerie too for the whole trip. By the end of this dive, and it was about an hour long in approximately 10 degree water, I was freezing, but I had achieved what I really, really wanted, when suddenly I felt my weight belt slip. So if anyone's a diver, you'll know that this is not a really good situation to be in when you're at 14 metres. If it did fall off entirely, I would shoot to the surface and probably burst my lungs. So I knew I was in a life and death situation. And just as I felt it slipping, a surge pushed me away from the belt. But I swam down with all my might, kicked and grabbed a hold of the tail end of the belt just as it was slipping into the rocks and just as I was being pulled up. And there I hung. But why was I hanging there for so long? I was hanging there because I was desperately holding onto my data sheets. So in those days, we were writing with pencil and waterproof paper underwater, and I had my data sheet under one arm and I would not let it go. In the end, I managed to secure my data sheet under a rock, get my weight belt back on and get back to the boat. And when I got back to the boat, my buddy, who had been on a different transect, and that's another story, said, "Oh, that was a rough ride, wasn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, that was a terrible dive." And he said, "Did you see it too?" And I said, "See what?" And he had been diving the entire time. We had both been diving the entire time with a massive 7-gill shark circling around us. And I had not seen it at all. Too obsessed with my data collection.
Saving your data before saving yourself. Thank you so much, Emma Johnston.
It's a dangerous habit. Thank you, Robin.
Emma Johnston on her priorities. Lawrence Bragg would have approved. And the publishers are now called New South Press. The Science Show on RN. And we're the official vehicle for the Bragg Prize announcements, as the normal venue wasn't available. Yes, 'cause of COVID.